With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Donald Trump is leaning towards supporting a 15-week national ban on abortions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The former president has taken credit for overturning Roe v. Wade by appointing three justices to the Supreme Court, but he's been reluctant to endorse an abortion ban. Trump told WABC Radio this week he's considering a ban around 15 weeks of pregnancy. However, he supports exceptions for rape, incest, and saving the mother's life, which he said the vast majority of Republicans support. And to pro-life Republicans who want tougher abortion restrictions, Trump said, here's the problem. You have to win elections. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Outgoing Congressman Mike Gallagher of Wisconsin is accusing China of spreading lies about a bill that would force the sale of TikTok to owners not controlled by China.
Whether it be during testimony on Capitol Hill.
The CEO was not truthful when he testified for Congress.
Or the pop-up ad claiming the bill in question amounts to an outright ban on TikTok.
That is, of course, not true. What we're trying to force is a divestiture.
Gallagher says to deny TikTok is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party is to misunderstand one important reality.
There is no such thing as a private company in China.
Congressman Gallagher chairs the House Select Committee on China and was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Russia's Belgorod region has come under increasing Ukrainian attacks this month as the invasion by Moscow grinds into its third year. There have been artillery strikes, drone attacks, and incursions on the region that is on Russia's border with Ukraine. A particularly deadly strike came in the city of Belgorod, the regional capital of about 340,000 people. A good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 401 points. The Nasdaq rose 202. This is SRN News. The influence of religion in this country is fading.
That's what most Americans say. According to the latest poll from the Pew Research Center, 80% of the general population believes that the role of faith in public life is diminishing. And that's the highest percentage of people who think that since Pew started asking 22 years ago. The poll also reveals that a majority of respondents believe it is a bad thing that the influence of religion is on the wane. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another religious conflict stirring in Israel in response to the question of whether ultra-Orthodox Jews should be required to serve in the military. Chief Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef has told reporters, if they force us to go into the army, we'll all go abroad. The forcefulness of this declaration is new, especially coming in the midst of a war. And Yosef is a spiritual advisor for the Shas Party, an important partner in Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's governing coalition. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks rallied to more records after the Federal Reserve indicated it's still likely to deliver the cuts to interest rates this year that Wall Street craves. The S&P 500 rose 0.9%. The Dow gained 1%. The Nasdaq Composite jumped 1.3%. All three indexes hit all-time highs. The fear coming into the day was that the Fed would trim the number of expected rate cuts this year because of some hot inflation data. But it's still penciling in three. The Dow was up 401 points to finish at 39,512. The Nasdaq gained 202 points to 16,369. The S&P 500 added 46 points to 5224. New York oil fell $1.79 to $81.68 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.